Madam Chair. The EU and its member states would like to thank the Bureau and the Secretariat for preparing the draft decision on fostering implementation of the Sustainable Financial Mechanism under the Convention. And although the factual content of the draft decision is generally acceptable, there are some outstanding issues, and as you mentioned, we have submitted a track changes document. So I will talk now about the general background and the reasoning behind our proposed changes, and then my colleague will go into more detail, step by step, so to say. Firstly, I would like to point out that there are several references to contributions from non-parties, and since non-parties do not have rights and obligations, they, at least in our opinion, cannot be on equal footing with parties. Therefore, we propose that the text should reflect correctly the different status of parties and non-parties. Secondly, the draft decision, in our view, does not always use the appropriate wording for a decision of the COP. For example, the decision directed to competent authorities but addresses parties to the convention, including parties that are regional and international organizations. Furthermore, the decision will be adopted by the parties, and it seems not appropriate to include, for example, recommendations to competent authorities from other ministries. Thirdly, the contributions made by the European Commission to the TEA Convention are contributions of the EU, the European Union. Therefore, reference should be made to the European Union and not to the European Commission. Fourthly, the description of core activities in the document in the footnote 3 seems too broad. It, for example, mentions, quote, including the activities in the long-term strategy, end quote. And this is too broad, as not all activities mentioned in the long-term strategy are core activities. The footnote refers to long-term strategy activities as core activities other than assistance activities, but the long-term strategy includes a reference to an assistance and cooperation program. This doesn't seem very clear. We therefore suggest deleting the reference in the decision, quote, including the activities of the long-term strategy, end quote, as we prefer to apply a more narrow application of the term core activities. We think this section might be confusing, as it suggests as a priority for part two of the work plan to fund staffing of the Secretariat. As part two, funds are used partly to fund staffing required for individual projects. And here is a change compared to the document we submitted, because we reflected upon it and thought we could bring it more in line with the text of the proposed decision. So we propose the words "as a priority" to be replaced by "as appropriate". And finally, last but not least, as a matter of principle, the Secretariat should devote staff time to serving parties, and the current text refers to dedicating resources to non-parties as well. This should be adapted accordingly. So with all these amendments, and forgive me for this long text, we could accept the draft decision on fostering the implementation of sustainable financial mechanism, and I now would like to hand over to my colleague.